Falkhead, ND, Salisbury. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, January 19, 1904. Dear brethren, Falkhead and Salisbury, I will try to write you a short letter to send in the mail that leaves here tomorrow. I have written but few letters to Australia of late, for my time has been closely occupied in writing articles to meet special issues here. If, in every step that we take, we have the wisdom that comes from above, we shall have a clear understanding in regard to the foundation of our faith, and we shall give the trumpet a certain sound. We shall be able to speak understandingly of the evidences of our faith, and to give a reason for the hope that is in us, showing that it is not a false faith, but a genuine faith that has brought us out from the world to stand as God's chosen people. I have been working early and late, and have had a very trying time. But I am not disheartened or discouraged. My faith in the leadings of the Spirit of God has become evidence as the things we have looked for have become realities. As evidence after evidence has answered to our faith, our belief has grown stronger and stronger that we shall not be disappointed in the future. I've had fears that there would be some misunderstandings as to how I regard the book, Living Temple. This book contains misleading statements and never should have been published. There is in it the beginning of theories which, carried to their logical conclusion, would destroy faith in the sanctuary question and in the atonement. I do not think that Dr. Kellogg saw this clearly. I do not think that he realized that in laying his new foundation of faith, he was directing his steps toward infidelity. I write you this, that you may know that I am opposed to all such productions. This morning I rose at 2 and read 60 or 70 pages of matter that will appear in Testimony 8, which is soon to be published. I think that the instruction contained in this book will be a safeguard to our people. May the Lord bless and strengthen you, and keep your feet firmly fixed on the foundation upon which God's people have been standing for the past 50 years, is my prayer.